Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9:13, we continue on the CLTV Hour. A little earth, wind, and fire. And happy to welcome in studio. Do you know Dr. Slick? Had you met Dr. Slick before?
Not until today, but what a cool name.
Dr. Slick could be a renowned member of the medical community or an NBA baller. Am I right about that? Couldn't
yes.
Dr. Slick be
mm-hmm.
that? Yeah. Dr. Slick joins us in studio. We're going to spend a couple minutes here talking about the Chicago Lighthouse, which is an amazing. Well, it's not a project. It's an ongoing thing for how many years now, Doctor?
111 years.
I mean, it seems like it's going to stick. Mm-hmm. 111 years seems like a good run. And Milan Jerkin, plant manager and vocational training manager as well. Milan, welcome to you.
Thank you for having us.
And you are legally blind?
Yes, I am.
From birth or along
from
the
birth, actually.
You graduate with honors from Loyola.
Yes.
You get a BA and a teaching certificate.
That is correct.
And there was no steady work.
Yes, it was difficult. I graduated in 87, and this was a time of teacher shortages.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking that my credentials were good, I thought they would just love to snatch me up. And my job search lasted for 6 years without much success. It would be sporadic, of course, because you would go on these stints of I can do it and apply yourself the best that you can.
Well, everything you'd done in your life, you had to overcome the obvious obstacle of not being a sighted person. And here you go. You got nothing but credentials.
Right.
Had to bum you out. I mean, that's tough. That's a tough road.
That's it. And then it bums you out. And then after a while, you might see a positive TV report about some blind judge. And you say, look at that. Maybe I can do that as
right.
well. So
right.
you know, it puts
right.
you back into hunt. So
now, the story I heard was your sister told you about Lighthouse?
Well, actually, it was my sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law.
Her name is Mimi, and I mention her by name because she was very instrumental in helping me get to where I'm at. Because she would urge me and encourage me to come to the Lighthouse, but not only encourage me and urge me, but she drove me in 1993. She drove me to meet with our placement counselor. And I spoke with them, and based on our conversation, I received a call about 2 weeks after meeting, my initial meeting,
mm-hmm.
telling me that based on my credentials, they had a position open for a vocational training instructor. And I took that position. It was the best decision I ever made.
Because, frankly, there's teaching involved in that.
Absolutely, because it gave me that ability to utilize my teaching skills as well as work with a population that I'm comfortable with
sure.
and work for their advancement and mine as well.
So, Dr. Slick, I think most people know this, but explain what you do at Lighthouse, the factory itself.
Oh, the factory, the plant where Milan works, we manufacture over 200,000 wall clocks each year. Many people don't know that.
It's crazy, right?
Oh, my gosh. And my uncle used to collect clocks, which I always thought was super cool, like the cuckoo clocks. And then the ones that stand with the on the bottom, you know how it just kind of makes the turn.
Yeah.
Those are so unique.
My grandmother had a house full of clocks. And it's one of those things in 2017. Everybody looks at their clock. Everybody looks on the wall. We are not in an era where you depend only on your phone for the time. That's complete nonsense. And you go, well, it's right here in town. Right here in town, making clocks not just for the Midwest or the country, but for the government as well. Is that right?
The government. Our clocks are all over the world. In fact, one of our clocks from the Pentagon that was affected by the plane hitting the Pentagon
uh-huh.
at 9/11 is in the 9/11 Museum in New York. And it stopped at 9:37. So proud of that clock.
How'd you get involved in this business?
It's a relic. I was a professor at the University of Illinois for 19 years, University of Illinois at Chicago, and the departments of ophthalmology and visual science, psychology, and bioengineering. And so I took those skills and applied them to the Lighthouse. I came to the Lighthouse in 2008, and it's been an amazing move for me, an amazing adventure.
Yeah, and I'm sure very inspiring, along with and being around folks like Milan all the time, right?
Incredibly humbling, inspirational. The Lighthouse is a happy place. It's a place of hope. We now employ close to 1,000 people. Many people don't know that either.
And people don't know, too.
1,000 people.
I know. How about
yes.
That?
We have a booming, in addition to our clock industry, a booming customer service industry. So we provide the customer service for the Illinois Tollway. So when you're going to renew your credit card for your transponder.
We call you guys.
Or pay a violation, you're speaking to a Chicago Lighthouse agent.
Well, no kidding. Well, you guys aren't going to mess around, right? You're going to go, look, Andrea, yeah. Pay it up.
It comes back, right? It's probably true. I have probably talked to you. The employment and training wing at the Lighthouse is incredible too, right? Because people can go learn different job skills and then find employment.
Exactly. We place a lot of people both within the Lighthouse and externally, and we prepare them for the job. We help them with resume preparation, mock job interviewing, what Milan had gone through. And what we find is that many people with disabilities, visual disabilities, the average unemployment rate nationwide is 70% unemployment.
That is unbelievable.
So they get a first interview, but often don't get a second interview.
So what, then the people that do the first interview, they feel like, well, we did the right thing. We sat down with someone who was blind. So now we can go ahead and hire somebody that isn't. Is that how
That's exactly the case, unfortunately, Steve.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it doesn't end with the first interview. And Milan has proven how talented he is. I'm guessing, though, Milan, you're a tough boss. Are you a tough boss?
I would think not.
Do I need to talk to the people that work for you?
I try to lead by example. I try to lead by example, and you know, I don't think if you're ruling by toughness, that's not the way to hold people's attention for a long time. You know, by example and making everybody aware and taking ownership that what we're all about. You know, that it's sink or swim, and we swim together or we sink together. And based on threats, that doesn't work for very long.
Let me ask you the stupidly obvious question that would be on everyone's mind who hasn't seen the way you guys do this on television pieces with our friend Annabelle Laval and others who have covered this. How do a number of blind employees with their heart in the right place make great clocks?
Well, the first thing is the way it's done, and I would first of all like to invite you for a tour.
So I should come out. I'd love to, because I've never seen it.
See it firsthand, because it's kind of hard to describe. But basically, there's various parts to this job. There's three assemblers who begin the process. Mm-hmm. And the way it's done is through training and having the right fixtures. We have an amazing gentleman with us. Dr. Slick knows Mike Wallace of 47 years, who's been employed with us. He's just a genius at producing these fixtures where it doesn't allow you to do it wrong, so that when you lay a body into the fixture and when you have the arm that comes over, which places the hands at the 12th position, and so basically it is something that is learned, and through fixtures, assistive technologies, and other ways, we can produce a quality product that meets and exceeds even U.S. government standards, because we sell our clocks to the military as well, all the military
branches. Yeah, they need to know what time it is.
Yes, they need to.
And you have, this is a perfect time, too, to mention the opportunities for veterans as well, whether they're coming back from their assignment or whatnot, too. Great program.
We're very proud of our veteran program funded by the McCormick Foundation. 10% of our employees are veterans, and those numbers are growing.
For people who have interest in general, I want to mention the event on March 2nd here in just a second, but for people who have interest in general and coming to see the facility and helping out any way they can, or maybe they've got a friend or a loved one and want to get a hold of you for all that, what's the best way to do that?
You can go to our website, thechicagolighthouse.org.
Okay.
Or you can call our 312-666-1331 number.
Okay, give that phone number out one more time.
312-666-1331.
Well, I salute both of you. I salute all your people, thousands plus. We got to go over. We should go over.
Absolutely, we should do that.
Just don't, Milan, don't let me near any clock making. I will screw that up like nobody's
business. No,
and just point me to the shop where I can buy the clocks.
Yeah, there you go. I'm good for that. Shopper.
We do have an on-site store, so yes, we can do that.
Ah, nice.
My favorite word, Steve.
On-site store. On-site store, online store, your two favorite things.
It's true.
That's correct.
Thursday, March 2nd. Raising the stakes for Vision Poker and Casino Night, where and when?
Gibson's, and the doors open 5:30, cards fly at 7.
And Milan, you a card shark?
Sorry, sir?
Were you a card shark? You a card player?
Not so much, no.
Well, somehow I don't see the sighted issue having a problem with the, I figured like everything else in life, you'd figure that out.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't doubt it for a minute. By the way, you want to say hi to anybody? I mean, it's, you know, it's your big break in show business here. Anybody you want to say hi to other than the folks you've already mentioned?
Well, as I said, I want to mention my sister, Amimi, my wife, Mirjana, and my colleagues at work. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting us.
Well, thanks for coming in. Thanks for making an effort to be here. ChicagoLighthouse.org. Again, the big event is at Gibson's. Gibson's and Hugo's, I guess, right?
Right.
Yeah, on both sides. 1024 North Rush Street. You know, for all things Lighthouse, go to ChicagoLighthouse.org and find out how you can help or step up or be there. Nice to see you, Dr. Slick.
Thank you so much.
By the way, it's a real name, Dr. Slick.
I love that name.
Imagine if she decided to get into a different specialty.
I could
What's
go.
My doctor's name? Dr. Slick?
Imagine if she married you, she'd be Slick Cochran.
Yeah, well, like when I was in the NBA.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Milan, thank you. It's an honor to meet you, my friend.
Thank you, Steve.